You're listening to KPFK Los Angeles. This is Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes. I'm your host for this program. If you're trying to get tickets for Black Star, just stay online. I just needed to come back on and let you know. And right now I'm going to pay tribute to one of my heroes and one of the great guitarists of all time, Hubert Sumlin, who passed away last Sunday at the age of 80 years old. He's most well known for his association with Howlin' Wolf, and I wanted to play you a number of the tracks that I think have some of his signature sound from the late 1950s, mostly from the early part of the 1960s, from Hubert Sumlin and Howlin' Wolf. And so here you go, starting off with Killin' Floor, on a tribute to Hubert Sumlin here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Enjoy things that kings and queens will never have. In fact, kings and queens can't never get. And they don't even know about. And good times,
if I never get well no more. Oh, my health is failing on me. Oh, yes, I'm going down slow.
Now look a here. I did not say I was a millionaire, but I said I have spent more money than a millionaire. Cause if I had kept all the money that I'd already spent, I would have been a millionaire a long time ago. And women, red googly moogly.
I'm in. Please write my mother. Tell her the shape I'm in. Tell her to pray for me. My Oh,
words again.
Well, I'm not superstitious.
best thing to me. Sure look good, but you don't mean a thing to me. I got a hip shaking liver, shake like a willow tree. Shake it, baby. Shake like jello on a plate.
Big long set of music from Howlin' Wolf featuring Hubert Sumlin, who just recently passed away just last week at the age of 80. And so I wanted to definitely pay tribute to him, one of the great blues guitarists, one of the great guitarists of all time and a major influence on so many people. And so you heard a series of tracks recorded in the 60s, actually, with Howlin' Wolf and Hubert Sumlin on the electric guitar, in most cases on the solo throughout all those songs. You just heard an alternate version of Tail Dragger, recorded in 1962. That one you can find on the double disc collection called Ain't Gonna Be Your Dog. Pretty much all these from Chess or MCA recordings. You also heard my favorite Hubert Sumlin solo for the song Shake For Me from June of 1961 is when that one was laid down. Also, Ain't Superstitious from December of 61. You also heard a couple of songs from August 14th, a nice session in 1963, Hidden Charms and 300 Pounds of Joy. And then from December 61, Going Down Slow, and start things off with maybe one of the more famous tracks, Hubert Sumlin's guitar career from August of 1964, Killing Floor. Kind of difficult to track down, just not just all the tracks that Hubert is playing on, but the ones that he actually is the featured guitarist, just because Wolf recorded with so many people and had quite a few guitarists during those 1950s and 1960 sessions. But hopefully you enjoyed that, and hopefully felt like that really I tried to feature some of the best work from the man once again. And just a nice kind of footnote to the career of Hubert Sumlin was the word that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards picked up the bill for his funeral, and certainly big influence on a number of British musicians, British blues musicians, and a lot of Americans one as well, and somebody who certainly deserves all the acclaim. So Hubert Sumlin, definitely rest in peace. Going to keep going with the music right now, playing something from a band who's actually just playing across the street over at Gibson Amphitheater. A brand new record for this group, one of my favorites for a long time, and clearly Dan Auerbach was a fan of Howlin' Wolf and the guitar playing of Hubert Sumlin. You can get that every now and again in his guitar picking, though maybe not on this particular track, though has a lot of the same feel in some respects. El Camino is the name of the new record from Black Keys, and Moneymaker the name of this song you're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Let's hear it. Let's do this.
Music from Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers from, what was it, 1971's self-titled record on Alligator Records, 55th Street Boogie, the name of the song that you heard from the band. Also in the set, music from Wanda Jackson from 1958, a much better version than that one that Guy Elvis put out. Let's Have a Party, the name of the song from her. She's going to have a New Year's Eve party here in Los Angeles along with Best Coast. Got some tickets for that in just a moment. You also heard some party music from the Sonics about a bad, bad woman named Strychnine. That comes from their debut release, Here Are the Sonics. And you can generally find that on Norton Records these days. Start things off with some more Bad Women music. You know, Dan Auerbach is really, somebody's got to get that boy some help in picking his friends. Black Keys, Moneymaker, the name of the track from the new record El Camino. And, yep, more Bad Women blues from Dan Auerbach and the Black Keys. All right, so I got some tickets for a pretty bad woman all her own. Now, what is she, like 70-something? And Jack White has redone her sound, and she's got a good sound, a good band. We'll see if Mr. White's going to be here in Los Angeles for New Year's Eve as well. But Wanda Jackson certainly will be here with her band on December 31st to ring in the new year, rock and roll style, along with Best Coast. And Dan Sartan will see the brand new version of Best Coast, I suppose, on New Year's Eve over at Club Nokia. If you'd like to go see it, courtesy of KPFK and Melting Pot, give me a call, 818-985-5735. Tickets to go see Best Coast and Wanda Jackson on New Year's Eve at Club Nokia. Can ring in the new year that a ways if you like, 818-985-5735. Going to start off this next set of music with what's probably the greatest country record of all time, maybe one of the greatest of all time, certainly one of the great country gospel records of all time from the Leuven Brothers. Satan Is Real is the name of the record. There's actually a copy of this over at Atomic, an original copy. I think it's on the wall for like $400. It's really hard to find in the original, but Light in the Attic has reissued this album in addition to some other music from the Leuven Brothers, and so thankfully it's in print once again. The Kneeling Drunkard's Plea is the name of the song you're going to hear right now from the Leuven Brothers here on KPFK in Melting Pot.
Try Jesus' love. Try it. Try. Try it. Oh, what a love. Oh, what a love. It makes you feel real good. Like no woman could never make me feel. Jesus' love is such a love. It makes you feel real good, 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 good. Oh. chicken sometimes. Sometimes it'll make you cry because it feels so good. Let there be light, there was light. Let there be a fire, let it be called heaven. Let the land appear, let the water stand into one place. Let the land be called earth, let the waters be called sea, and let the sea bring abundance. My master and your master is forever. And we sang it this way. Let's tell him about us.
He's forever. Thank you.
stick my middle finger up my nose. Quiet, oh Wakanda, where's your bound sorrow? Ah, evil conduit, now I know what exactly you're doing.
If I had the time, I'd let that go just pretty much forever. Nice instrumental from South Korean guitarist Shin Jung-hyun from a collection called Beautiful Rivers and Mountains. His music from the late 1950s to the 1970s, compiled by Light in the Attic, and this is the J Blues 72 that you hear in the background. That there's still actually like 10 more minutes of this, but I only have a couple minutes of the show, so I hope you enjoyed what you got out of that. Also in the set, you heard music from the Strange Boys. Brand new record from them is called Live Music. Maybe one of my favorite records of the year. I won't say it's definitely my favorite, but it is one of my favorites of the year from the Strange Boys. You Take Everything for Granted When You're Stone, the song from them. We had one of the wildest gospel songs I've ever heard. It's like Sexual Chocolate and Funkadelic got together as a gospel group. King James Version is the name of the group. He's Forever, the name of the song, recorded, I think, in the early 1970s, maybe late 1960s, and found on the three-disc set that Numero's put out of the Bodie Recording Company from Cleveland, Ohio. A lot of great gospel on that, not just gospel funk, but just great gospel, and that's one that just blows my mind. Also, mind-blowing music at the top of the set from the Leuven Brothers from their album Satan is Real, reissued by Light in the Attic. And The Kneeling Drunkard's Plea was the name of the song you heard. That's all I got for you this week. Next week, we have a fundraising special that's going to be going on during this time. A little mini holiday fundraiser that's going on here at KPFK. If you pledge to support Melting Pot during the last fundraiser, we should be getting your stuff out to you just in time for the holidays here in the next week or so. And I do appreciate your support in the past and hope you'll support the station next week too. Be back in a couple weeks with some kind of special programming, probably at the end of the year. 24th, I think, is when we're going to be doing it. So probably be last Sunday, all vinyl, and just playing some of the best things that I tracked down on vinyl this year. And then at the beginning of the year, I'll play you the best of 2011. So thank you very much for listening to the show. Ought to be archived tomorrow on meltingpotblog.com. And I do hope also, if you enjoy the show, that you'll become a fan of the show too at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Always be nice to have more fans there. And every now and again, we do some giveaways there too. Folks, scenes up next. Until next time, y'all take care.